Take off, see it, move this, it full of fear and I leave. Yo, we lie, directly full of fit.
Yo, we lie, directly full of fit.
Yo, we lie, directly full of fit to the Rebellious Podcast.
Welcome to the Rebellious Podcast. Call me the Rebellious One as your host. Right now, if you're currently listening, I want to thank you for tuning in. This is the first official episode and interview. As the first guest, I got a rapper from Bemis, Georgia by the name of Brian B. And to give a description, he's a diverse artist and he can make different styles of music. He got the type of songs that's made for the club or whenever you're cruising in your ride, blasting his music through the speakers. Or if you just want a vibe, you know, he got that type of music too. And on the flip side, he also got the type of songs that got real content along with real meaning through his lyrics. So far, I'll say my favorite project from him is the 505 mixtape, which was well put together and has a whole lot of replay value to it. In the interview, I asked a couple of questions and I received great responses in return. By the way, later on, I got a short playlist of the best tracks that I feel like Brian B expresses his personal life through songs in the best way. Last, I got a throwback freestyle from Brian B, so you don't want to miss it and stick around to the end of the podcast. Enough said, let's go ahead and kick off the interview. But before we get into it, let me play a snippet of songs as I introduce Brian B to the podcast.
Yo, we live,
directly full effect to the Rebellious podcast.
Click of real niggas, they go hard with you.
Hard with
my
you.
Cars right, turn into the car dealer.
Car dealer.
Guard the body niggas or a squad of killers.
Squad of killers.
B, you'll probably never meet a harder nigga. Yeah, click of real niggas, they go hard with you.
Hard with
my
you.
Cars right, turn into the car dealer.
Car dealer.
Guard the body niggas or a squad of killers.
Squad of killers.
B, your body never meet a harder nigga.
Harder nigga.
Overdo my presence, I should charge a nigga.
Charge
to
a nigga.
Me, around, I am a star, you gotta start a nigga. Yeah, need chills just like Frito.
What?
Fuck hoes, you get keto.
What?
Adios, I'm gon' wanna rock Versace, fuck with amigo.
What?
On the block with Bebo.
What?
Can't go bro like T.O.
What?
I'm sick of rap, all these niggas rappin' singin'. Sick of love songs like Neo.
Go loco, go loco.
Sir.
Money make a nigga go loco.
Ooh.
Money keep them bitches on go-go. For that money, nigga, go loco.
Go.
Go loco, go loco. Money make a nigga go loco.
Aye.
Money keep them bitches on go-go.
Go.
Money make a nigga go loco.
Aye.
Go loco, go loco.
Aye.
Go loco,
aye.
Go loco.
Aye.
Money make a nigga go loco.
Aye.
Money keep them bitches on go-go.
Aye.
Go loco, go loco.
Aye.
Go loco, go loco.
Aye.
Money make a nigga go loco.
I been to
for
the
nigga go loco.
Aye.
Go loco, go loco.
Yo, it's your boy Brian B, a.k.a. Hood Raven, a.k.a. Lil Kilo, a.k.a. Mr. Hill and the Flow himself with Built Lizzy. in here with Real Rebellious Podcast, man. We here to, you know, answer some questions, let y'all know a little bit about your boy. You know, let's get it.
Now that I have Brian B with me, I'm gonna start the interview off by asking this: who is Brian B, and how would you describe yourself as an artist?
Brian B is an all around artist, but I'd like to be most known for being a soulful, revolutionary artist.
All right, so who do you make music for? Like, describe your type of crowd.
I just make music for people that want to feel something, you know what I'm saying? Realist, I'm going to say, first and foremost. They ain't going to put no color, no age limit on it. I'm going to just say realist. And people that like good music and good content.
So I noticed on social media, like, whenever you make a post, I see this hashtag that say Hood River. Let the people know what it means.
First, I'm glad you say that, because that's a better way for me to categorize my music. My music, to me, is ghetto gospel. Which Tupac already made a song called Ghetto Gospel, and I don't know that phrase comes from somewhere, but I like to feel like my music is ghetto gospel because, you know, the people in the streets, people from the hood, are lost and they need guidance, they need somebody that's like from that environment, like them, to lead the way and let them know what's going on, you know what I'm saying? And I'm that guy for that. So that's why I try to always speak real into my music. For the people that are going through it or whatever, you know what I'm saying? I try to give them a better understanding of why they going through it and letting them know that they not the only person going through it. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people suffer from low self-esteem and depression, just feeling like they the only person going through that. So when they listen to a Brian B song, they can say, you know what I'm saying? Oh, okay, somebody else feel like that. And that's why I feel like that. You know what I'm saying? And I can make it through. And a lot of niggas don't know what God is. You feel me? Like, to me, you know, God is love. And he wants you to love people. You know what I'm saying? Love yourself and love people. Do for people. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? I try to preach that in the niggas, man. I think a lot of niggas look at God as Santa Claus, man. Like, niggas be wanting to pray for what they want.
So I see you've been putting in work for a long period of time, man. When was your first initial starting to rap?
The first song I did, I was 19, but I still didn't know I wanted to rap or if I could rap or none of that shit. Cause I was just coming off, you know, basketball and shit. So I'll say first mixtape was like, first official mixtape that I put out to the streets was like 2011, Hell in the Flow.
Okay.
Hell in the Flow. Like, I was doing shit before that, though, but I wasn't really putting them out, though, because I just felt like they weren't ready. I didn't know what I was really doing. I was just doing some shit.
Having a catalog in the rap game, I mean, it takes you a long way. So let's say, yeah, if you're a couple of mixtapes in, people can get to know you as a person so they can realize you grow. Go ahead and give your previous mixtape catalog.
Well, Hell in the Flow, I started out, first off, Hell in the Flow got different type of meanings. Like, you know, Hell in the Flow meaning like, you know, trying to do the best you can under a lot of pressure. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you in the fire and you trying to make it out that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? That's what represent Hell in the Flow. Like, you being in the fire and doing whatever to get up out of that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? So I started that first one off with that mentality. You know what I'm saying? And I really was just rapping on beats. Then wasn't really making songs. And then, you know, the second one, second Hell in the Flow. Well, I dropped, like, some shit called Undisputed and other mixtapes. Well, I still, like, just rapping on beats, but then I came back with the second Hell in the Flow. Well, you know what I'm saying? I started making songs. And, you know, people started feeling that shit. But, you know, for me, I always been confused. Cause I don't know. I just always been bad at picking the right songs and shit. But, you know, I don't know. But then I went to Book of Real. I finished that off with Reloaded. Had Duck Duck Groove. You know, that became a big song. Did 505 Legend, Book of Real, and you know, I can sit all day and explain each one, because each one of them real different, so, you know, it would take all day to explain them, but yeah, I've been really putting in work, though. Heavy, man. And one thing about it, when they go back and listen to the motherfuckers, it's something that, you know what I'm saying, it's classic, something they feel, because I always put work in on a mixtape. I don't ever want nobody to, you know what I'm saying, go back on my shit and it just sound like some silly niggas just put together, you feel me?
Out of all your mixtapes, if there was a go-to song you had to directly go to or whatever, what would be your favorite song? And on top of that, what would be your favorite video that you shot overall?
My favorite song and my favorite video are two different things. But my favorite song would be Self-Made. Self-Made. Reason being because, you know what I'm saying, that's how I feel I am. And that's the mentality. You got to go in everything. Like, you know what I'm saying? You can't depend on nobody. You got to do it yourself. First off, it's just hard to trust a motherfucker out here. Anyway, people say they with you, they really don't be with you. You know what I'm saying? Everybody out here in the gym.